Hello guys, this is me Arnab and you are listening to the podcast. It's the Wrestling Radio by Arnab Chakravarti and I am talking about the latest pay-per-view from Impact Wrestling. And the latest pay-per-view is Impact Against All Odds. So, I see that there was a collaboration still intact from AEW and Impact Wrestling. There has a big collaboration. I see that some wrestling matches are here on this arena and one match are here from AEW, you could say Daly's Place. And first of all, if I'm talking about the matches, everything was absolutely good and some matches that were unexpectedly go to win or lose, it was depend upon that. So let's talk about this pay-per-view right now. And it was held on July 17 because it was that. If I'm talking about a match, first match, it's a street fight match. The Good Brothers versus Sami Callihan and Tommy Dreamer. If I'm talking about Sami Callihan and Tommy Dreamer's chemistry as a tag team, it's a good match. The chemistry of this Tommy Dreamer and Sami Callihan is a good, and you can just say that if I talk about something, said that Sami Callihan repeatedly found himself with the crosshairs of the Good Brothers, particularly as it became as a threat to Kenny Omega's Impact World title. Considering both him and Tommy Dreamer have issues with Carl Anderson and Doc Gallows, associate Don Callis, you can just say Kenny Omega's advocate or assistant like that. Just like Brock Lesnar's advocate is Paul Heyman, as it is right now. So, the unlikely allies teamed up in a street fight to kick off against All Outs. Callihan and Dreamer dominated the opening moments of the match, thanks in large part of the introduction of weapons for the backstage area. The Good Brothers shook off the early onslaught thought and took control of the boat. Anderson and Gallows appeared well on the way to victory following a magic killer through a table on Dreamer, but Callihan broke it up. The draw fended off the numbers, disadvantage, and put Anderson down with a shot from his trusty baseball bat for the win. Dreamer looked on as his partner celebrated the win, clearly concerned about the edgy competitor gaining momentum and what it means for the company. Let's just say that thanks to Sami Callihan, because if I'm talking about Tommy Dreamer, he's a good wrestler. He's an extreme wrestler, so he depends upon the ECW. But right now, if I'm talking about the values of this match, TNA Impact, or you could just say Impact Wrestling, has given a chance of Tommy Dreamer. And if AEW give a chance of signing Tommy Dreamer on AEW, then I could just say that Tommy Dreamer will make up action on AEW also. This is a good thing, and always be. And after that, the winner is Dreamer and Callihan. And the next match, it was that, you can just say that I see, if I talk about the analysis, that this was a star-studded start from to this show, if nothing else. The plunder was planned for 24. Dreamer took an ass-kicking and Callihan picked up the win. All things would have hoped for the match. With that said, it failed a bit more by the numbers in terms. In terms of gimmick matches, which means anything more than slightly above average from a grading perspective is out of the question. Callihan gaining momentum only for Dreamer to fear such a thing rather than celebrating a huge pay-per-view victory was a nice top of storytelling and should lay the groundwork for a larger storyline moving forward. And if I talk about the next match, it was that Satoshi Kojima versus Joe Doring. If I talk about Satoshi Kojima, he was a wrestler. He came from New Japan Pro Wrestling, and he fought against Joe Doring. And after that, I can just clearly say that Joe Doring finally defeated Kojima. Because if I talk about the analysis, that the legendary Satoshi Kojima and massive Joe Doring way of violent by designer Rick Heinlein, a rivalry that began in AJPW as they squared off in the first singles bout of the evening. Doring used his size and strength advantage to down his longtime rival and wrest control of the boot away early on. Kojima finally fought back, downed his opponent for the first time in the match, and dropped an elbow for two. Kojima fought out of a powerbomb and landed a cutter. Doring answered with a Death Valley driver and lariat, a spinning seat out powerbomb followed, and Doring earned the win. This result was that this was a surprisingly one-sided match, as Doring dominated most of the way through, culminating with his emphatic powerbomb for the pinfall victory as the big man of violent by design. Doring should be the biggest threat to anyone stepping into the faction, yet he didn't have a signature victory to speak of. I think this is a good thing, and it was that he got it here, and he is now primed for a run as one of the most dangerous competitors of the Impact roster. Sadly, Kojima's run with the Impact did not mean more, as he appears to have come in just to have the match and enhance Doring's credibility. Job well done on that front. But I think you just say that this was the biggest competition ever. Kojima and Doring, this is amazing. Interestingly. And if I talk about that, some X Division matches was there. This is the Trey Miguel as Austin, Chris Bay, you could just say Rohit Raju and PT Williams. Five former X Division champions battle in the Knights. Next match for the right to challenge Josh Alexander for the title. Chris Bay, Petey Williams, Rohit Raju, Ace Austin and Trey Miguel rounded out the field of the competitors. Lightning quick action with some picture perfect aerial assaults added in dominated the early moments of the match in a creative spot. Miguel and Williams trapped Austin and Bay in stereo submission holds, all while fanning each other off in search of victory. Each competitor took turns highlighting his offense, including a Super Canadian Destroyer by Williams to Austin. Late, Miguel's cap the ropes, looking for the win when Madman Fulton popped up on the apron and sent him crashing to the floor. The big man obliterated to the competition and left Austin trapped across them, but the referee called for the bell and dubbed it a no contest. Can they say this is a no contest? Right, can they say that this was a shocking thing, no contest. And if I talking about that, the winner is Joe Doring, is the X Division champion. Sorry, this is a no contest. Joe Doring, pinfall, that like. So finally, I got some news that forgot the previous things. Just look at the country's competition like that. I see that it's a draw lightning match, and if I'm talking about the next match, it was W. Morrissey versus Rich Swann. You just say, if I'm talking about the W. Morrissey, you just say Morrissey. He is also a former wrestler in WWE, and he fight against so many wrestlers, a tag team partner. You just saying, I'm talking about Big Cass. And in on Impact, he came as a Debbie Morrissey. Just the biggest thing it was that. And Rich Swann is a deserving wrestler. He played so many times, and he was Impact heavyweight champion also. But he lost to Kenny Omega, because due to Kenny Omega's wrestling matches, and he stole all the titles. But I could just say that Kenny Omega's Impact wrestling matches, and even AEW's wrestling matches, it's a good thing. If I talk about this, the next match is the since his dominating debut, Debbie Morrissey has made a point of targeting former world champion Rich Swann. After weeks on intensification, their rivalry accumulated Saturday in a singles bout. Swann attempted a springboard dropkick, where Morrissey caught him with a big boot and proceeded to pummel his decorated opponent. Swann used his educated feet to fight back into the match, laying Morrissey out at ringside. Back in the ring, Morrissey caught Swann mid-flight, stood up and delivered an F5. Wow. Morrissey put it hit down and delivered three consecutive power bombs for the win over a defiant Swann. So that's the thing it was that I just love it. And the next match was Jordynne Grace versus Tennille Dashwood. And if I talk about Jordynne Grace and Tennille Dashwood, this was absolutely awesome. If I talk about Tennille Dashwood, she was also a WWE wrestler named as Emma. She played on WWE as an NXT, as a Friday Night SmackDown, as a Monday Night Raw. But you can just say, she never got something popular, because so many divas wrestlers are getting popular in the history, such as Lita, Trish Stratus, Victoria, Stacy Keibler, Tori Wilson, I could just say Ivory, and so many wrestlers. You might see there are some WWE wrestlers, and you can just say Gail Kim was also here. And even I see that this was absolutely awesome, and I even see that this was absolutely good. Molly Holly was also here. So many wrestlers, and even that was became popular. So even Tennille Dashwood, she came on Impact Wrestling, and she pulled so many times, and finally she got a victory. And I can just say, looking to reverse her recent fortunes, Jordynne Grace, accompanied by Raquel, allowing battle Tennille Dashwood, seconded as always by Khaled. Thick Mama Pump dominated the RC early, but the heels walked together to pull Grace off the apron and to the floor to wrest control of the match away. Grace absorbed everything thrown at her, caught the knife and delivered a fallaway slam. She added a batter bomb for a close to count. Late in the match, Grace trapped Dashwood in a sleeper, but Clapp hoped on the apron for the distraction. Ellering pulled him off, drawing the ire of a tag team partner. Dashwood caught Grace with a small package seconds later and earned the win. And finally, after the match, an irritated Grace turned off her as her emotions had gotten the best of her. Just say that this was absolutely disgrace for this Grace. Grace is a disgrace. Sorry, it's a funny joke. and finally cash out defeated Case. The next match is Knockouts Tag Team Championship match. You can just say it's a Women's Tag Team Championship. And if I talk about the match, it was that, you can just say like that, Fire and Flower, Kyra Hogan and Tasha Steelz versus Kimberly and Susan. Let's just say everything is awesome. And if we're talking about the matches, analysis that an air heel versus heel match was up next as Kimberly and Susan challenged Fire and Flower, Tasha Steelz and Kyra Hogan for the Knockouts Tag Team Championship. Lee Fink, an injury early allowed her partner to rake the eyes of Steelz. Lee and Susan took over from there, cutting Tasha off from her corner. A hot tag finally sparked a comeback for the champions, by the way, of Hogan's unbridled energy. The action broke down and the challenges experienced one last burst, culminating in a swanton bomb from Lee that still only put Hogan down for two. Fire and Flava fought back and Steelz delivered the frog splash to Susan for the win and successful title defense. It's a good thing. The next match, it was Decay versus Violent. If I talk about Decay, it was that Black Taurus and Crazy Steve and Violet. If I talk about Violet, that Tinner and Rhino with Eric Young also, wow. And DK's Crazy Steve and Black Taurus, frustrated Impact Tag Team Champions Rhino and Tinner of Violet by design early in the match. Saturday by the heels still down and isolated Taurus, cutting him off from his partner. The masked man eventually reached Steve, who exploded into the match and nearly forced a submission. The baby faces worked together to keep the champions reeling, only for Taurus to tweak his knee and be taken out of the equation. Steve allowed himself to become distracted by Eric Young at ringside, and Tinner scored the win and successful title retention of a DDT. Yes, after that, Violent defeated Decay. And if I'm talking about the next match, it was Knockouts Championship match, Deonna Purrazzo versus Rosemary. And this was absolutely awesome. And if you were thinking that, if suppose Dr. Britt Baker was a AEW Women's Championship, if Britt Baker will fight against, you just say, Deonna Purrazzo for Impact Knockouts Championship, and after that, we see a stipulation like that, that winner take all, just like Kenny Omega. I'm just waiting for these things, that if Deonna Purrazzo wanted to fight against Dr. Britt Baker, then it will be a greater things for the women's division as an AEW, as an Impact Wrestling. Okay, so the match, it was that Knockouts champion Deonna Purrazzo started her title defense against Rosemary by throwing fists, something the challenger responded to with an upside down and an exploder suplex on the entrance ramp. you just say yes, the entrance right. The first shoes are answered, the early answered by trapping Rosemary's arm in the ring post and delivering a sickening put. Put also walked the arm which prevented Rosemary from delivering her as above. So below finished the demon assassin for the pain. The thought of the pain, foretold the pain, and delivered another exploder only to try for a submission that she could not fully execute because of the pain coursing through her arm. Corazzo applied the first Venus de Milo, but Rosemary fought to the ropes. The sadistic Corazzo removed Rosemary's knee brace and then blasted her with a pump kick. The challenger responded with a spear. Corazzo delivered another pump kick, this time following immediately with a pile driver following. So we could just say that it's definitely clear that Corazzo defeated Rosemary. And if I talking about this match, it was that the last match, it was an interesting match. Impact World Championship match. Moose versus Kenny Omega. And Moose got the biggest opportunity. But I can just say that Moose opportunity was lost. Even Moose will try to beat Kenny Omega very easily. But it's definitely not easy to beat because there are some elite tag teams with another tag teams. You just say it's a bullet club. You just say that. Daly's place in Jacksonville, Florida was the site of Saturday's main event pitting Moose against Kenny Omega for the Impact Wrestling World title. Tony Schiavone of All Elite Wrestling and Impact Executive Vice President Don Callis and Scott DeMore made up the commentary team. Omega out-wrestled Moose as predicted, earning the upper hand early in the championship encounter. Consecutive knife edge chops showed no effect on the challenger. So the cerebral champion. So the cerebral champion.